You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. Oh, sorry, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Sorry, I'm on the East Coast right now. You have to forgive me. But that is 9 to 10 p.m. or 9 to 9:50 p.m. Here on the East Coast. So, hey, what's up? Yeah, I see Derek. We'll get your ass in here, Derek. God damn it. Anyway, we are your radio hosts. I am Jennifer DeVoe Muse. The Muse is running around here somewhere, James Muse. Together we're Jenny and the Muse. Check us out anywhere podcasts or music can be listened to, or radio broadcasts or any of that. We're syndicated all over the place. We also have our co-hosts with us this evening, China Myers coming in from Pennsylvania. And then, of course, we're also going to have Derek Webb on here today. He's our featured guest, actually, this week, actor-producer Derek Webb. And we're syndicated on the following, against Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We are primarily on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. You can go to the LATalkRadio.com website. You can find us. Just go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We have our own page on there. You can listen to or download past episodes. You can listen to us live. If you're not able to see the video, you can listen to us live on Channel 1 Live. Just go to the LA Talk Radio, download the app if you need to, whatever you got to do. Make it happen. But we're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, the iHeart Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and now we are featured on Sirius XM Radio. You can also find the bands and or artists that we manage from around the world. We have Potty Mouth. We have Black Sabbatha. That's a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. We have Dawn Marlowe, which is a high priestess. She does tarot card readings and many other things in that realm. We also have Star Daddy and Nola Star. We have Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We have Ozzy Train. That's a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute during the Randy Rhoads era, so basically the 80s. We have Mortis the Devil's Reject and the Mortis Doll Dancers. I also manage Lillian Sin. She's an actress. Check her out. She's in many, many horror movies that have recently come out and or will be coming out very soon. Also, check out Cinder, Lady Cinder. You can check her out. She's also a freak show performer. We also have Cleaver, which is a progressive rock band out of Chile, Santiago, Chile, to be exact. We have Fallen Fury, a metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Shout out to Amy and Will Bowman. What's up? We also have Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. We have Berserk and Hollywood Nightmare. Hollywood Nightmare is a metalcore band out of Hollywood. Check them out. Check out Berserk especially. They're just amazing. Berserk is out of Los Angeles. Go to check out the Borderline Radio Show. They're DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We also have Derek Webb, of course, our featured guest this evening, actor and producer. And then we have Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. And now our newest member of the Get Real Global Artist Management family, we have Wicked Star. You can check out their interview from last week's episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Just go to our page and you can listen to last week's episode. Again, that's with Wicked Star. That's W-I-K-K-I-D and then S-T-A-R-R. Shout out to Tony Richards and all the guys from the band. So check them out. They're the newest member of our family, and we want to welcome them. bars and venues we work with regularly. We have the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, owners Mark and Angie Cordova. Petey's Place in Tarzana, California, with owner Petey Partello. We have the Universal Bar and Grill, shout-out to Greg Beer, there in North Hollywood, California. And, of course, the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California, on Sunset Boulevard. Go check them out. Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays with Nick Fuoco. We will be back there very shortly, hopefully after everything's lifted on June 15th. A lot of the restrictions will be lifted, which will make it easier to, you know, maybe have some indoor concerts and stuff. So things are getting back to business. But we want to give a big shout out to Greg Beer from the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, because this last Saturday on the 22nd, we had a concert there. Amazing show. Great turnout. Here's the music. Amazing turnout. Thank you so much, the Universal Bar and Grill. We had a great show. Really big turnout. I was very surprised. Actually made money and was able to pay the sound guy and not out of our pocket. So anytime that happens, we're really fucking happy. Shout out to our buddy, one of my best friends in the whole goddamn world, Alejandra Arellano, drummer extraordinaire, many bands. She played the first two bands of the night, the Hyena. Go check her out. That woman is a three-piece band, a three-piece ensemble. Guitarist and singer is a female as the lead. And then we have the other two members are Alejandra, which is the drummer, and our buddy Henry, which is the bassist. So shout out to the Hyena. They did an amazing show, kicked the show off at 8 o'clock. And then we had the Paul Collins band, also really great. Shout out to all the people from that band. And then our main focus of the evening, our headliner, was Under the Sun, and the ultimate tribute to Black Sabbath. Incredible show. Shout out to Michael Hampton. We love you, dude. You another incredible show. Their last show was with us last year. And their first show back was with us this year. So we're very, very proud and happy that Under the Sun is part of our band family, our concert family. So we're very proud for that. But check us out. Like I said, Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. Get Real Global Productions for our concerts and festivals. And then, of course, Get Real Global Artist Management and many other things. Check us out. Check us out. Just type in Get Real Global and fucking 50 shit goddamn things will pop up. So, you know. But you can also check us out. James Real Talk on the blog. You can check out Tina Myers, radio host. She has a page on Facebook as well as Instagram. That's at Tina Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, radio host on Instagram. And we're in the process of making her a goddamn Twitter page, too. So she will be fully rounded by the time I'm done.
You know, all I got to say is
send you all the fucking login shit.
Thank God for you. That's all I got to say. You are my girl.
I get a lot done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get a lot done.
You are amazing.
All right. I try. You are too.
Not anywhere near like you. You're crazy.
We're just gonna keep this party rolling. Derek said he'll show up around 10:20. I don't guess. So you and I are just gonna banter for a few minutes.
Listen,
we had a great time. It was a great concert. I'm very pleased with the turnout. I'm very pleased with the performances. All three bands sounded amazing. I was really? Very, very happy. So shout out to everybody at the Universal Bar and Grill, especially owner Greg Beer and my buddy Miguel, manager at the Universal Bar and Grill. We love you, dude. And all the waitresses were incredible too. So shout out to them as well.
Listen, you got a good one when you signed up with that Wicked Star. They are really, really talented. I think you're going to go places. I think they're going to help you to go places. They really are. They're good.
And thank you so much again for stepping in when I had technical difficulties last week.
I love you so much.
And I thank you and appreciate you for stepping it up. Man, you were just on it. JJ said he watched it. He said, you just like took right over and started asking questions and kept this ball rolling. And I'm very pleased and I'm very happy and I'm very fortunate to have you as a part of our team. And I just wanted to say that to you.
Well, thank you. And like I said, as much
extremely
as you've done for me, that's the
you.
Least I could do. The least I could do.
I really appreciate it because last week was a bitch. I don't know what happened, but
it happened.
My phone was just being a douche nozzle, and it is what it is. So,
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, eventually, Derek will, you know, join us. And stuff,
well, I hope so because I have a lot of questions for him. Like, he is so knowledgeable. But
cool.
I am a licensed, I don't know if you know this, I'm a licensed massage therapist. So,
oh, yeah.
I know a lot about the body, and some things that he talks about, I agree and know. And I don't think enough people know this, you know, the things he talks about.
Right.
Like, if you have heart problems, you should keep moving, like jumping jacks. I don't think doctors tell people this stuff, you know? I mean, they say exercise.
No, they're always like, oh, take it easy and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, yeah, but if you don't, like, get exercise and you don't become healthier, then your heart problems are just going to become exacerbated. They're going to be a million times worse than they would have been.
And maybe you weren't doing any exercise before, but then you had some heart problems, and now you should, you know, and I'm not talking about
good circulation
or anything, but
good circulation is key, dude. It really is. It's, you got to have good circulation.
Big time. Big time. And when are you going to quit smoking, girl?
Oh, I smoke hemp. I don't smoke cigarettes.
You know what? I was looking into that. What's the deal on that?
I don't smoke. I do not smoke cigarettes or any tobacco product of any kind. I am not trying to kill myself at a young age.
How about
I have never really smoked. I think I smoked socially a few times in my 20s. You know what I mean? I might have, like, when I went to the bar or something, I might have a cigarette with my friends, but I was never an actual smoker.
Okay.
I think it's disgusting, and I'm really all set with that. But
I'm
I do smoke marijuana because I fully endorse that because it helps with my pain. The THC and the CBD help with my pain. I'm in a lot of pain. I have arthritis. Okay. I have myofascial pain syndrome in my shoulders from working in factories a lot of my life. Construction, roofing, factories, demolition work. I blew out my shoulders. I've done a lot of damage to myself over the years from, you know, I damaged like the back of my neck, all the muscles in the back of my neck, my shoulders and my upper body are all fucked up because of all the stuff that I have done to myself over the years. And
well,
because of that, I smoke marijuana. Yeah. So what I do is we smoke hemp wraps. So like we're going to roll a blunt or whatever. It's only hemp wraps. We do not do anything to do with tobacco. It makes me physically ill. I go to smoke, like if we went to smoke like a regular blunt wrap, it physically makes me ill and it makes me susceptible to bronchitis because I have chronic bronchitis and it fucks with my lungs. So it makes me, I end up getting sick.
Wow.
So ever since we switched to hemp wraps about 3 years ago, I have not had any bronchial issues since then. And it's way healthier for you. It's made of hemp, so it's not a tobacco product of any kind.
I actually heard about it, but didn't know what it was all about. So, you're the first person I ever talked to about it.
Yeah, it's way healthier for you, especially if you're not a smoker. I don't smoke cigarettes, so I don't want tobacco products in me or around me like that.
Well, I don't blame you.
You know,
I
advocate for non-smoking, but every person has to make that decision for themselves.
Yeah,
I can advocate all I want for, you know, smoking, not smoking is way better for you.
Yeah,
But not, you know, people don't listen. A person's going to do what the person's going to do,
and it is,
including my son.
I was one of those people. Like, you could not tell me not to smoke.
Yeah.
And I even went to Dorney Park one time, and I took all my nieces and nephews and my kids, and they said, oh, you can't smoke here. And I was like, well, then you won't give me back my $275 then, because if I can't smoke, I'm leaving.
Right.
That's what kind of smoker I was. Screw you. I'm smoking.
Everybody's got to make decisions for themselves. You're an adult.
One day I realized that's it. I'm done.
And that's good.
quit cold.
How long has it been?
30 years.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cold you started turkey. So you started smoking when you were 10?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I did. Oh, damn. I was joking.
No, I'm serious. 10 years old. Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, I meant like you said 30. It has been 30 years since you stopped smoking. Yeah. And I was going to say, so you stopped at 10. Oh. See, like you're 40.
I wish I was 40.
She stopped smoking cigarettes at 10. I was like.
Yeah. 10 years old.
I was. You're 10.
I was a little young. Yeah. Well, that's what New York is all about. People smoking. You know,
well, and trying to grow up way quicker than they should.
Definitely.
I know. It's like when you live in places like Los Angeles or New York, like big cities,
yeah,
the kids want to grow up even faster. Like, oh, my friend smoked cigarettes, and my friends had sex, and my best friend had sex. She was 12.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck? Yeah. What right? You mean, dude? No.
I was going in bars getting drinks at 16. You know. So yeah, New York is definitely, and
I didn't really drink till I was 20.
Oh, see, you were
I never did drugs or smoked weed or anything till I was 20.
Yeah,
and I didn't have sex till I was 20.
Oh, so you, yeah, where were you born again?
Houlton, Maine.
Oh, so that's like
the Canadian border of Maine and New Brunswick, Canada.
Okay.
I was raised in an extremely strict religious family.
Yeah, you were saying a little bit about that.
Yeah, and my mother would have killed me, you know. And I decided I did not want to have babies as a teenager, and you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want that responsibility. I knew I didn't want children until I was older, so I chose to abstain.
Yeah.
I mean, my fiance in high school and I, you know, we, you know, did stuff, but we didn't like do that. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So we skirted around it, but.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
These kids are a lot faster than we were. These kids today are really fast.
I was smart. Oh, yeah, they are. I was smart. I got with a nerd.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I was a nerd, and I got with a nerd. I didn't want one of them jock ass assholes. I wasn't built for that. I'm meant to be with, you know, somebody more like me.
Right.
Goofy, different, weird. You know, nerdy, whatever. You know, intelligent. I'm a political activist. You know what I mean? I do a lot for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
I say MMORPG.
Oh.
I'm just being funny. Massive multiplayer online role-playing game. I'm being funny. I'm adding a bunch of fucking letters to it. But, you know, you only really get that joke if you're a gamer.
Oh, okay.
I'm a hardcore gamer. So I've been a gamer since I was 7. When we forgot our first Atari. Oh, fuck yeah. Our first Atari system.
Get out. Do you still play?
I was playing when I was 7 years old. I had an Atari.
Wow.
And I've been on almost, I think, every gaming system known to man, I think, by this point.
Good for you. Do you ever go in any competitions?
No. I just play at home, do my own thing. I'm not really that into that whole, like, you know, I talk to enough people on a daily basis.
You don't want to talk to people that much. I don't blame you.
That's why I stopped being a telemarketer. I don't want to fucking talk to people anymore. I got tired. I got burnt out. I was a salesperson. I would call gamblers all day. Because we had, you know, we had people who had gone with us prior, and then people who had, like, been to casinos and stuff that we dealt with before, that kind of shit. And we just called them up and
try to get them
see
back
if they wanted to go gamble and stuff, you know.
Mm.
I just got burnt out.
Well, I don't
and then, I went and then I went to security.
Yeah, I heard you saying you do that. That's cool.
I'm a very large 5'9" fucking beast of a woman. You really think anybody's gonna want to goddamn come at me?
No.
Plus I have a bit of a sadistic violence freak streak in me, and it is what it is.
That's all those video games.
Yeah, video, violent video games, hockey, football, rugby, and anything else I can watch that's really violent. Oh, wrestling. You know what I mean? I practice my wrestling maneuvers. I'm a official correspondent for WWE.
Oh, for real?
I'm official press for WWE, yes. So anytime they ever came to L.A., I'd cover their wrestling events.
Get out. That's too cool. Oh, my goodness.
Three tickets? Come on now. I had four tickets waiting for me at the box office one time. I was like, fuck yes!
You know, I took my son to a wrestling match. He's 32 now, but he was about 10. It's not the same as it is on TV. It's not the same.
All right, where the fuck is Derek? Derek's ass better hurt and get here. He's the fucking featured guest, because I'm going to slap the shit out that man.
I wonder if he's having a hard time logging on again.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I hope not. I gave him the fucking link. His ass better get here. He told me 9:20, motherfucker. Well, he just messaged me, like, I'm just saying. He said 9:20. Just get your fucking ass on here, asshole. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, yeah. We're here to talk about Derek Webb, actor, producer.
He does a lot of shit.
And hopefully his bitch ass will be here soon. And I'm just kidding.
Derek is cool, though. He's cool.
I don't give a fuck. My show will be interesting just because I'm talking to you. So it really doesn't matter. But the whole point is, goddammit, we're here to talk about his fucking projects. Yes. And I only manage his career, so his ass needs to get on here. He is part of the Gary Global Artist Management family.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I didn't even know that.
He's got a bunch of movies. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I manage him. He has a bunch of we're working on getting him some stuff going on, like his own workout video stuff, you know, like his own supplements. He wants his own, you know, video, his own, you know, workout videos. Like, yeah. You know, be the instructor, like he's the instructor. So yeah. Like workout videos and supplements and shakes and, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, his acting career has really taken off. He just got asked, I think, to be in another fucking movie.
Wow.
So he's in a bunch of stuff right now. He's in Hollywood Werewolf featuring Lillian Sin, who I also manage. And the Andy Dick. Oh. I fucking love that motherfucker. I love Andy Dick. And he's
that
in another movie.
What was Andy Dick in?
He's been in everything.
He's a comedian,
he's crazy.
Right?
Yes. He's a raunchy, crazy comedian. They've even made fun of him on American Dad, which is a Seth MacFarlane cartoon. And so, yeah, I love Andy Dick. I don't give a shit what anyone says about the motherfucker. He's been in a bunch of stuff, though. He was in, what was that, Employee of the Month? And it had Dane Cook, comedian, and it had Jessica Simpson in it.
Okay.
And it was a funny movie. He wore some fucked up glasses in those. It made his eyes look like they were huge, like saucers and crap. I don't know. Well, Andy Dick is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So, Andy Dick. And then he's in a movie coming up called Staycation. Has one of the movies that he's starring in has Eric Roberts, which is Julia Roberts' brother.
I know Eric Roberts.
Yes.
Brother, right?
So, yes. So he's in a movie with Eric Roberts.
Cool.
Or he's about to be or something. I don't know. But he's got, I think, five or six movies that he's either already done filming for or he's about to start filming for. And I think he just got signed to a new movie.
So you get him all these movies and stuff, Derek?
No, he's just been getting them offered. I'm buddies with this guy named James Balsamo, who's also friends with my friend, my friend, sister, I don't know what you call her, Lillian Sin. And they were just at the, I just saw them Saturday. Mortis, the Red Devils Reject, and Lillian Sin were both at the Universal Bar and Grill. So I saw them on Saturday. So shout out again to them. And thank you for coming down. And thank you to Ginger for coming down. And
that's the thing about Hollywood.
A bunch of people. It was a great show. I had a great time. And, you know, maybe one of these days when we can get things going, you know, we're going to be doing tours eventually. So we'll be coming through Pennsylvania and you can come to some of our shows and stuff.
Awesome. I can't.
And where in the fuck is Derek? I'm going to kick his hoo-ha up into his, you know what? I can't really message him while I'm on here. It's kind of difficult. Like, I'm not trying, you know. Like, just get the fuck on here, dude. I'm just saying. Where are you, man? I said get on
Calling
here.
Derek.
Yeah. I'm like, is there a way to minimize this? No, no, I don't know. Anyway. Oh, there. Yeah. Speaking of Lillian, that's hilarious. She just, like, said something. Anyway, I can't answer that question right now, Lillian. I'm sorry. I'll get back to you in a moment. Oh, fuck you, Derek. Anyway, there's lots of movies he's in. Go to his page on Facebook, Derek Webb. It's D-E-R-E-K and then W-E-B-B, Derek Webb. And you can find him. He's not. Like, there's another Derek Webb, I think, that's fucking famous. Oh. I don't know if he's a musician or if he's a sports figure or something. But when I typed in Derek Webb, somebody else's name came up too. So I don't know. I think it's another famous fucking name. So it's a white guy from New Hampshire. Okay. So if you're trying to Google his ass or type him in on fucking Facebook. Google me, bitch. Google me. for me, you could type in Jennifer DeVoe, D-E-V-O-E. You could type in Jennifer Muse, M-U-S-E. You could type in Jennifer DeVoe Muse. Type in Get Real Global, anything. Just type in Get Real Global and probably like fucking 12, 15 fucking things will pop up. Because it'll be made reference to for our radio show. It'll be made reference to for Jenny's Real Talk, you know, for Jenny and the Muse and all that other shit. Then, of course, you know, we have all our entities now. We got our television company, a film company. We got an online radio station. I'm in the process of programming. So all of our artists, all of our bands, anybody who's ever been on our radio show, our podcasts, from the last 4 years, everything's going to be uploaded into there and just played kind of in rotation. You know what I mean? I'm working on getting that all figured out, but it'll be like, you know, blocks of music. It'll be stuff like that.
Cool.
And then we got a publishing company, our artist management company.
Oh, well, let me know when you do that.
Which one?
The publishing company.
Seriously. Oh, I got you. Yeah, I've already launched it technically. I just haven't actually started publishing stuff, but I have a place where I can publish through, and I'm working on getting everything set up so that way we'll be, you know, fully everything.
Well,
so I'm working on that right now.
On COVID prevention.
Okay, I got you.
So as soon as I'm done with it, I'll let you check it out so it can get published.
Okay, perfect. Okay, seriously. We can do that.
All right.
Because the great thing is nowadays we can do self-publishing and other things. We can get copies of the book printed out and sell it physically. We can also sell it online. There's a lot of different options, you know, Barnes and Noble, and there's a bunch of sites that we can get you on. Okay. And then we have a production company, which is concerts, festivals, red carpet events, movie premiere type shit, you know. We have our entertainment magazine that we're working on, so we could feature you in our entertainment magazine as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm working on getting this all put together, you know, getting a concept down, and then I need people to start writing articles for me, you know, just pieces that they want to be published in our entertainment magazine. Anything to do with, like, if they did an interview with a band, or they want to write about a band, they're a blogger, whatever the hell it is, they're talking about, you know, something to do with the entertainment industry. Yeah. That could be an author, that could be an actor, actress, whatever. It could be a producer, a director, a musician, a band. It could be anything to do, a sports star, sports figure. We've interviewed the NFL on our show. We've had WWE on our show, ECW and all that. So we've had a lot of different stuff. TNA wrestling. We were official press for the movie Creed 2.
Oh, okay.
And we talked to Corey Kaye, who is a fitness instructor. He's a famous fitness instructor. We had him on our show. He was in Creed 2, but he's also Michael B. Jordan's personal trainer.
Okay.
He was his personal trainer for the Fantastic Four movie, both Creed movies, and when he did
God damn it.
Black Panther. And then I think this, and then I think also the Tom Clancy movie he's in now. So Corey is a really good fitness instructor, and he's been
your sound is messing up. Your sound is messing up, girl. Now you're gone.
Okay, well,
it's good now.
Where's Derek Webb? That's what I want to know. Okay, well, I want to know where the hell Derek Webb is. I think he just disappeared on us, and I'm going to have to junk punch him. I don't know, Ronan, is he trying to get on? Is he having issues? I don't know what's up. I mean, there's only, what, we got 18 minutes left, so maybe he'll pop the fuck in. But whatever. We're doing our own thing. Let's see. Oh, I also have my Get Real Global Photography. A beauty company. So I'm doing I have an online store that I'm building right now also with all my products that I have. Plus I'll be doing swap meets, some of the swap meets when I get back from vacation. And then I have a travel company. So if you want to book your travel, let me know. I can get rooms in Vegas, Reno, Tahoe, Laughlin. Maybe I think New Orleans, we got where's the Harrah's, Rincon, which is down near San Diego. There's all kinds of casinos all over. And then also, you know, if you need air travel booked for you, if you need rental cars, if you need, you know, I'll do the legwork. Just let me know what your budget is, where you want to go, the dates you want to go.
If somebody wanted your services for that, how would they contact you? What would they?
They can hit me up on my Jennifer DeVoe Muse page on Facebook, or they can hit me up on our Get Real Global Travel page on Facebook as well. Okay. And we have Get Real Global. We'll travel on Instagram, so just hit us up. We can get you all set up, and then also do event planning. And through my event planning company, I have access to wedding gowns, shoes, the suits, the tuxes, whatever it is people need. The corset and all. What's this? The headpiece.
The veil.
I can get wedding dresses, really beautiful wedding dresses. Even ones from where's that, Saudi Arabia and stuff, like really pretty, nice, like Dubai type shit, like really gorgeous.
Yeah,
like fancy, frilly. Oh yeah, real pretty. I have access to a lot of different stuff now, so hit me up. I got products out the ass back at home, back in Los Angeles. I got so many products. I got two pairs of, I think they're size 12, or one's an 11 and one's a 12 men's. They're Air Jordan 13. The stylish shoe is an Air Jordan 13.
Yeah, yeah.
The 13 model, but it's got Kobe Bryant and the Lakers all over the shoes. Ooh. So it says Lakers in the Lakers colors, which is gold and purple. And It's got pictures of Kobe Bryant on there. His numbers 8 and 24. And it says Lakers on there. And Lakers.
That's a collectible.
Yeah, so I got 2 pairs of collectible sneakers. If anyone wants them, hit me up. And also, I've got 2 pairs of Dodgers sneakers. They're Dodgers colors, blue and white, and they got the Dodgers like logo and the name says Dodgers on them and everything. So, I got some good products.
Cool.
I'm working on goth wear, rock wear, you know, like t-shirts, rock jewelry, that kind of stuff. I have access to all that. I sell purses, what's it, handbags, shoes, clothing, you name it. I got dresses, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
I'm in the process of building my online store.
Cool.
I'm wondering if Derek is ever going to come on.
I don't know.
I mean, he knows what goddamn movies he's in better than I fucking do. But go to the Derek webpage. I'm going to make him an artist page also. I'm going to make him an artist. He needs an artist page, goddammit. Not just his personal fucking page. He needs an actual artist page.
Yeah.
You know, and not just his, you know, not his personal shit. He needs something that's business, like yours. You know, I'm setting up for you. Set him up something similar, but he needs to get... This is like, you know what I mean? Because social media and online presence is a really big deal.
Yeah.
It's really important. You know what I mean? And I'm really trying to build that.
I said, not just LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, no, you can't just have a LinkedIn page. Yes, it looks very professional for you to have a LinkedIn page, and you
Thank
should
you.
Have a LinkedIn page, but
Thank
but
you.
Not only a LinkedIn fucking page, dude.
I know.
You
got to
have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're too old for Snap crap. I'm sorry, Snapchat. Excuse me.
And TikToky.
We're too fucking old for that shit. I don't give a fuck. I'll go on TikTok. I'm not too old to do TikTok, so fuck
for
that
real?
Shit. I will go on there. Yeah, fuck
oh,
that.
You
I, have
go
a,
ahead, girl.
I have a TikTok because I'm going to do, what do you call it? Like product, you know, like beauty products, you know,
yeah.
you know, reviews about different products that I buy and test out.
If you want me to do a commercial for your makeup, let me know. I'm all for it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm down for that, always.
Yeah.
That'd be badass. I'll send you some makeup. I'll send you some stuff if you want. Test stuff out for me and just give me a review.
Yeah, and I'll do a video for you.
Okay, good. What shoe size are you?
I am a 7.
Okay, good. I'll send you some examples of things that I have for you, for your size. And then let me know. I'll send you out a pair of shoes, test them out. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some good product reviews for our company. And so I'm going to be offering, you know, stuff like subscription boxes for a reasonable price.
Okay.
You know, they can get makeup. It might include, you know, different stuff. I have different things. You know what I mean? They can have their choice. If they want to, you know, build their box themselves, what they want. You know, you know, they can have they have choices. So I'm working on some different stuff right now.
Cool.
And I don't think Derek Webb is ever fucking coming on. So we're just talking about our shit. And
I don't blame you. Hey, you snooze, you lose, right?
So, right. But make sure you go on Facebook and Instagram for right now to China Myers, radio host, and check out some of the stuff. You know, I'm going to, I made you an administrator or whatever. So you can go on and post anytime you want. Yes.
Okay.
You just have to, I think you accept it or whatever. I sent you a thing and you just accept it or
you
whatever.
You didn't send me anything.
It's an invite. It's supposed to send it through Facebook somehow. I'm not sure.
All right.
But yeah. Yeah. Look under, I think it's under invites or something like that.
Okay.
But I made you an administrator for the page on Facebook. And then I'll give you the info for the Instagram. That way you can post when you want to about different things that you're doing and maybe some stuff going on in Pennsylvania or whatever you want to do. It's totally up to you. And if you want to start doing like a side thing, also if you want to do interviews yourself and have your own little thing, let me know. That's up to you because I'm offering people to have radio shows on our radio network, on our, because we have our own online radio station. Like I said, I'm in the process of, you know, building right now. I'm programming everything. So
cool.
You do, you know, I have my buddy, shout out to Greg Koster from WHOU, 100.1 FM in Holton, Maine. He's one of my buddies, and he's a fellow radio host. So he is going to have a show on my network eventually here soon. And hopefully, shout out to my buddy Jason Hill in Holton, Maine also. But I'm out here celebrating with my daughter. She turns 18 in less than 2 days, technically. So Friday.
Wonderful.
Friday, she'll be 18.
What's her name?
And then she graduates high school. Samantha Bailey.
Happy birthday, Samantha.
Woo. I think she's on her phone in the other room. But yeah, I'll make sure she sees this. Okay. But thank you for that. So yeah, she's going to be 18. And shout out to my son, Chance DeVoe. And but Samantha's Samantha, hell yeah, Samantha graduates high school on June 7th, so congratulations to Samantha Bailey for graduating high school. She's about to go down the aisle, and we're gonna have a graduation in your car, I guess.
Shout out to my daughter Fortress. She just
hell
turned 13. Come say
hell
hi,
yeah,
Fortress.
All right,
say,
what's
come
up,
say hi.
You can say hello. What's
that's
up?
My baby.
Hell yeah, what's up, Fortress?
Say hi.
You have a badass name. Did you know that? Your name is really awesome.
Guess
I'm
what her
it.
Nickname
I'm
is.
I'm loving it.
Her nickname is 40.
Nice. She gonna drink a 40.
Yeah.
A 40 shorty. A 40. Hey shorty, you want a 40? All right, don't mind me. I'm crazy. Most of my friends are black and Hispanic, so yeah. Get a roll. Got to represent crazy white people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. I know your dad's a white dude, so we okay. You know what I'm
saying? Donald Trump.
We did the reverse. You're married to a white man. I'm married to a black man. See what I'm saying? We squat. You know?
Love of my life, man. I got lucky.
Hell
with
yeah,
him.
He's an awesome dude. You're lucky. Mm-hmm. We're a lucky, lucky woman. You have a good husband and a good family, and you have kids to be proud of, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Too.
Any other kids? Just her, or you got any other kids?
No, I have actually three other kids. I have a
shout
son.
Out. Go for it.
Shout out to my son Eric. He's living in New York. Shout out to my daughter. She's living in Carneys Point, New Jersey. Shout
What's
out
her name?
To my. Her name is Star Lisa.
What's up, Star Lisa?
Star Lisa. And I got my youngest son, Joshua. Well, she's my youngest daughter, and Joshua is my youngest son. And shout out to my grandkids, Naomi and Damon.
What's up?
Yeah, Damon's graduating
this year. The whole fam family.
Oh, damn family.
Oh, yeah, happy graduation. Woo!
Yeah,
congratulations.
Woo! Hopefully. COVID didn't mess him up and he don't get left back. Prayers.
Right?
I said, hopefully COVID didn't mess him up and he don't get left back.
No, I hope not either. And we're going to, you know, pray for all that everything's okay.
Definitely.
You know, it's going to work out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they did that homeschooling and guess what? These kids, a lot of them weren't used to that. So I think they were slacking, you know?
Right.
Some slack.
Yeah, well, when you're home, especially if you don't have proper supervision that's making you do your schoolwork and whatever else, because when you're home more, and, you know, you could lie. I'll be, oh, yeah, I did that earlier today.
Yeah, You do your work. Oh,
and
yeah.
It doesn't mean that you did. Exactly. Yeah, I did that a couple hours ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it gives them, my kids were homeschooled, and it was a fucking disaster. I'm just going to say that.
It was a job, wasn't it?
Because having a mother that is a, you know, works a lot and is constantly busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
It makes it more, even more difficult because, you know what I mean? And then they get lazy because they're sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was kind of worried about COVID also, but I'm very happy to say that she's graduating, so we're all good.
That's awesome.
We all good. It's all good.
Well, she probably takes after you. She's probably a go-getter, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, most definitely. She's very ambitious and very put together, very level-headed. She's smart, you know, good person, good sense of humor, mm-hmm. you know, dark like me.
Is she?
little on the sick side. A lot of horror, you know,
She's a mini you. She's a mini you.
Yep. Yeah. I call her mini me, actually, to be honest with you. She looks just like me. When I was her age, I was skinny as fuck, just like her. I didn't get bigger until I was 25. I started getting bigger because, you know, I had my son and I kind of let my weight get a little out. But then I went back down to, like, you know, 170, and then it kind of went back up. And it was just like, it's been a battle ever since. But I lost 20 pounds since I was out here in Maine the last time. So I'm just going to keep going from there. The husband and I have a Planet Fitness, you know, membership. So when we get back, we're going to really hit it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have hip surgery or knee surgery or any of that shit when I'm in like my 50s or some shit. I don't want to go through all that. So it's called lose it now, get it off of me before I hit 50 and be done with it. Just get back down to being thin. My dad's thin as fuck. He's 6'2 and weighs all of like 170.
So it's in your DNA.
Yeah, I was really fucking skinny as fuck. Like when I was all through high school, looked just like my daughter. Between 130 and 140, typically, is where I stood. And I'm like 5'9", so I just stood there for that forever. Yeah. I was there forever, all through high school. I didn't gain any weight. I was skinny as fuck. And I would, you know, I would like watch what I ate because I was so... I don't want to say paranoid about becoming my mother, because my mother and my mother's older sister
very heavy,
very very heavy, very heavy, I never got as heavy as them, obviously, but still, I battled with it.
Yeah,
but we got 2 minutes left and no Derek Webb, and but we're gonna say adieu to next week. We have metal band Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California, on the show next week, Wednesday, June 2nd. Be here. We have let's see. It's if you're on the West Coast Pacific time.
That's my birthday.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we're going to be celebrating China Meyer's birthday next Wednesday, June 2nd. So join the fucking party. We're going to get this lit. All right. We're going to have a drink. We're going to have a smoke. And we're going to celebrate China the way she should be celebrated. So pre-happy birthday to China. We're going to celebrate that next Wednesday, along with Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block has been featured by Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, Get Real Global Productions, and Get Real Global Photography. We're here. Jenny and the Muse will be back next Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
Love
you,
listeners.
Don't forget to check us out on iHeart Radio. Hell yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Jenny's Real Talk.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.